Good afternoon, everyone. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for listening in today, everyone. I am delighted that you are taking the time to listen to my show. Welcome to my new listeners. Yay, you found me. Please scroll back because I have about 170 odd other episodes that you may want to listen to. And welcome back to my regular listeners. I am so delighted these podcasts are helping you. Please keep sending me through your emails, your requests, because I do answer your messages and all your requests for different topics to cover on this show. So thank you guys. So I want to get into today's show and I want to talk to you today about what makes a, like, how do we sabotage our relationships, right? What is the sure way you're going to sabotage your relationship as opposed to having those healthy relationships? And I'm going to share my own life story on here about how I used to mess up my relationships with the good guys, right? Because if you're a regular listener, regular follower on Instagram, you will know that I had a series of very toxic relationships in my life. And I've spoken about that very openly. But in amongst those toxic relationships, I did attract healthy guys. And those relationships I seemed to sabotage and the relationships would end. And I'd stick around with Mr. Emotionally Unavailable. And I would fight for affection, fight for attention. And that was my pattern. And I've spoken a lot about what all that is, inner child and all kinds of other things. Scroll back, like I said, because I've spoken about so much of that great information that you can listen to that will help you on your journey as well. But I want to talk to you about some of the behaviors that were showing up in my relationships in which I was sabotaging them. So maybe you can look at your own life and ask yourself, oh my gosh, this sounds exactly like what I do. Because a lot of my early years, I would project my own issues onto the other person. And like we do, right? It's because this person isn't doing this right. And it's because of them, it's that, and, you know, and we tend to do that, right? And I was young and I didn't understand that I had a lot of wounding within myself. And of course, we attract people that match us vibrationally. So that person would have had his issues as well. But we have to own our own story, right? And so I'm going to share with you some of the behaviors that I used to exhibit in my relationships, which were a sure sign that those relationships were going to fail. And I believe that these behaviors are definitely the ones that many of us tend to use, which is why our relationships don't work out, okay? So the first one was I had this belief that the other person's job was to make me happy. I really believe that other person was going to come along in my life and everything was going to be okay. And unknowingly, I had this expectation that this person had to be a certain way. So when they didn't do as I wanted, I would get emotional. I would react. I was like, why aren't they doing this? And I'm talking about the good guys here because, as you know, I did have the toxic relationships, but I'm going to talk to you about how I would end up in these relationships with, say, the good guys, and I would then sabotage that relationship with this really toxic behavior. And so, you know, I had this belief that they were there and they had to fix me. So there's that first one to look at. Is that something you can be that is familiar to you? Do you feel that once you get a guy that everything is going to be perfect, or a woman, that you feel that somehow that, yes, it's all good now, I've got that other person? So that is one of them. The second behavior that used to come with me in my relationships, I had so much anxiety, right, within myself. So I had a lot of anxiety, and that anxiety would be projected onto the other person, not in a anxious way, but more in a irritated way. So I would project my anger, my anxiety. And whilst I wasn't a a really angry person, I'm just not that type of person, I definitely would overreact, like disproportionately to things, like super sensitive, and then I would project, right? So this anxiety would bubble up, and then it would be just like projection, and I'd carry that with me, right? And you know, the other person, you know, couldn't win really. If I was having one of those triggers, you know, that was something that I used to live by. I used to live in that state of anxiety. I am going to just say there was a lot of good things with me as well at those, in those times, as I'm sure there are with you, right? It's not we're like this all the time, but I'm talking about those traits that we take with us that can sabotage our relationships. So yeah, the anxiety was another one. The third one, I was so freaking insecure. I believed that my boyfriend was looking at every person walking by. Like, I did not feel worthy and good enough and whole enough. So every time, you know, I saw another pretty girl, I would, and if I thought I saw him looking, I'd be like, what are you looking at her for? And I'd be so like triggered. There was just this trigger. Now, as I was young, but as I grew, it didn't become so much of a sort of jealousy thing. It just became a more of a aggressive thing. It was like, why are you looking at her for? Ugh. And I would just project all this kind of like energy out into the relationship. And so that insecurity of just like, oh, you know, she's better than me, is she? Whatever we're telling ourselves, right? That inner dialogue, that insecurity really was not a good thing. And of course, when we carry that insecurity around with us, it damages relationships. Now, look, I will just say a little side note here. A lot of us have good reason to be very insecure because we've been cheated on, lied to, and all that kind of stuff. I get it, right? And so that is something that I believe we all have to, you know, work on within ourselves when that's happened for us, of course, because that is entirely not our stuff when someone does that. But however, I'm talking more about when you're seeing particular behaviors show up in your relationships, how they're sabotaging relationships, how it's stopping you from experiencing great relationships. That is what I'm talking about, is if you've got a pattern of this type of behavior. So of course, for me, I had that pattern. I was very insecure. I had the anxiety. I expected that person to, you know, fix me, save me, love me. And so those three already were very detrimental to having a great loving relationship. And so it's a good idea to sort of just look at your life right now and ask yourself, you know, how am I showing up in my relationship? What am I bringing to the relationships? So that was the other thing. I was very insecure. The fourth thing is I believe in hindsight that I was not fully accepting of the other person. So there was a lot of like controlling behavior that I would bring to the relationship. So say, for example, they did their sport and I would be totally okay with them doing their sport. But then if I decided one day that, no, this is what you should be doing today. I need you to do this. Like, I want you to do this. I would kind of almost be telling them to, no, they've got to do it this way. You can't go today because of this. And there was a lot of that controlling, like telling that person what they should and shouldn't do, because I was, you know, fully thinking about myself. Like, essentially I was just in that space of like, I'm just thinking about myself right now and I just need you to do what I need you to do. And that's very, very controlling, right? We want people to be as we want them to be. I mean, I just gave a sort of silly example really about the sport, but when it comes to controlling behavior, it's about sort of like accepting your partner for who they are in every way. If you're with someone and you've got, you know, a lot of great things that you're loving about that person, is then to be able to accept them. And I just, you know, clearly was not accepting all of them. I was very controlling And that would just come out in the relationship in a variety of ways. And it's actually quite funny because as I'm sharing this information, I'm finding it difficult to pull up particular things that I did that was controlling, because obviously I'm not that person anymore, which is a good thing. And I can't hardly remember the types of things that would happen. But I definitely know back then that I knew I had controlling issues, because as when I saw a therapist and a coach way back, I was like, oh my gosh, I am that person. Like, I cannot believe I'm that person, right? So that's the other thing you may bring with you. You're bringing in that controlling behavior into that relationship. The next point that you may be bringing into that relationship is that you basically want, it kind of a bit like the controlling behavior. And I don't ever feel I was totally manipulative. And it sort of probably ties into the controlling part. But I very much was kind of like just so needy of someone to love me and validate me. So there was, whilst I was a very loving person, which I will put my hand up and say I'm extremely loving and very giving on, and I've always been that way. I definitely feel that I had that, just the energy of needing someone to basically be what I needed them to be for me. I was all about myself, essentially. I thought more about what I needed as opposed to what am I bringing to this relationship. And I mention this a lot on podcasts. You often hear me saying, when you show up in relationships, are you coming in with what can I give here or what do I need? And so many of us aren't aware of that, right? We're just going into relationships and we're wanting our needs to be met, but we're not actually thinking about the other person. So I think some of us show up in our relationships and we become very self-centered, very much about ourselves and our own needs. And we don't think, we're not really thinking about the partner so much. It's more about ourselves. So that is another behavior that I obviously dissolved along the way, because I'm so anchored in, like, I love to see my partner thrive and do well and everything else, right? That is something I want to see and be happy to see and all that kind of stuff. It's not about me anymore, right? And it's a whole connection. It's about two people coming together and both having, you know, our own individual lives essentially, but then we've got this beautiful life together in that whole relationship thing. So yeah, I was definitely very much about myself and selfish, or whatever the word we can use here, but just thinking too much about my own needs. And again, that is something you can't be taking to your relationships, because they won't last long if all you're thinking about is, you know, you, and you're not thinking so much about the other person. And the other point that I want to make is when it comes to disagreements, in the relationship, what used to happen for me in these healthier relationships I would find myself in is I would basically, when it came to an issue, I was very quick to react and try and get my point across and be very, again, probably goes back to the controlling part, but basically, no, this is how it is. And just very sort of controlling and domineering and sort of saying, this is what it is. Listen to me, I'm right. So I could never really like back down, right? I used to find this like hard to back down. And what's interesting in my story, because I had such toxic men as well, when I had the toxic guys, these behaviors that I'm letting you know about now that I would bring to the healthy relationships, they would not be there when I would end up in the toxic relationships. I say that because I'll tell you why. They didn't show up in those toxic relationships because the guys were projecting those behaviors. And if you know anything about the work I do, you know, we are addicted to emotional patterns. We're addicted to certain feeling states. So because I was addicted to pain and to struggle and to drama, when I was with the healthy guys, I would create it. And then when I was in those toxic relationships, they would create it and some. But all the same, my energy body would feel the same way. That's a really important point, actually, guys, that I'm making right there. And this is why I say to people, would you even be ready for a healthy relationship? Would you know what to do? And people say, oh yeah, of course I would, of course I would. But I was that person that I thought I was ready. And of course I would attract the healthy guys. And then I'd start carrying on like all these behaviors that I'm listing here. Because where do all these behaviors come from? They come from a place of fear. They come from a place of lack of worth. They come from a place of feeling disempowered, right? And they come also from my body and mind that was conditioned for this type of feeling. So like I said, I would call in these healthier guys and I would create these behaviors. I would behave in these particular ways, all unconscious at the time. Remember, at the time, this is all in reflection. I can share this with you now. And then when the toxic men came along, oh yes, this is the right guy. And then he'd behave awful, be treating me, you know, really toxic and abusive in some cases, like awful stuff. And I unconsciously would stick around. Why? Because it matched my energetic blueprint at that time. It matched the way I was conditioned and I believed. So going back to that, the list of behaviors, I think I've listed the main ones now, that you get the picture, right? You get the idea of what I'm talking about. Like you're showing up in those relationships. You're believing that person is there to sort of fix you and save you. You're insecure. You're overreactive. You're responding disproportionately. You're not accepting that person for what they are. You're more self-centered. You're more thinking about your own needs. You're not allowing that person to be who they need to be, you know, and a sense of controlling that other person. This is all not okay, right? This is all going to end up creating, you know, the ending of that relationship. If it doesn't end, a very unhappy existence for both people, right? But what's the opposite to all those? What is it that I've learned that has changed things around? Well, I've done the inner work, as you know, and I've spent years and years and years doing all that. And you can go back into my podcast and see a lot of the stuff there that can help you as well. Or go to my website and have a read. But basically what I have learned, of course, and this is what makes for healthy relationships. First of all, I know that it's no one's job to come along and fix me, save me, or anything. It is my job. It is no one's job to make me feel happy. That is my responsibility. And I just get it. And it just blows my mind to think that there ever was a time when I actually expected someone else to come along and do that for me. So that is so like a big one, right? We have to realize that it's no one's job. You know, I'm very confident and secure with who I am as a person, and I know myself. And look, a lot of those other behaviors as well, like I said, are coming from your traumatized inner child wounding, right? I've healed that, so I tend to be more balanced, more stable, regulated. I'm all about the other person. Like, I did have a lot of that going on though as well. I think we can be a bit of both. We're all about the other person, but then we can become super selfish. But these days, I don't even feel like I touch the selfish aspect at all, because for one, I live a very present life. But also there's just a surrendering when you feel good in your whole body. So there is no need to control anybody anymore. There is no need to feel insecure anymore. I feel whole. I feel complete. And so when you come into these relationships, I am, you know, showing up. What can I give here? What does that person need? And this is so important, guys, you know, to show up with knowing that it's no one's job to fix you. It's your job. But what can I bring to this person's life? How can I add more? You're caring for them as much as you care for you. You're able to put the other person first. You're able to have better communication skills. And I would like to just throw that in as well. The most important aspect, and I know you know this, but the most important thing you can ever do in any relationship is keep the communication lines open, guys. Have conversations about the small stuff, the big stuff, that everything in between. It's when we stop communicating, we shut down and we become sort of disconnected. And then the more that happens, the more we get more disconnected. And before long, you're not even talking to each other in the relationship. You're sort of like barely having a conversation. So, what I've learned is, you know, it's all about being so happy in your own skin, working on your inner self, healing those inner trauma patterns, because we all have them. Knowing that nobody else is responsible for how you're feeling, knowing, you know, when you project and you say, oh, you made me feel like this. No, they didn't. You made you feel like that, but the meaning you gave that situation, right? It's about owning who you are, showing up and being fully responsible for your feelings, your responses, not expecting that person to make you happy, not expecting that person to fix you, and allowing that other person to be who they truly are without projecting your own stuff onto them because you need them to be a certain way. No, it's all about acceptance and love and communication and really building a relationship that is based on absolute respect, right? That you really respect each other, you have a great friendship, and those communication lines are always open. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of that, guys. So I hope this podcast has been helpful. Let me know if you need any help with your relationships. I have 4 different program options. You can go over to my website, sallykalin.com, and have a look over there. The website is almost complete, but you'll find everything you need there. We're still finishing off that new website. But at the end of the day, you know, your relationship is the foundation of everything else in your life. The relationship you have with you first. When you fix that relationship with yourself, you have so much more opportunity to have great relationships with other people. As long as you're going around with your fractured selves and thinking someone else can come in and fix that up, you're going to be highly disappointed, but you're also going to be in a loop, a kind of like just a merry-go-round of repeating the same cycles, right? So it's all about taking responsibility and really being as whole and as complete as you can be. Taking the time every day to connect with yourself and know yourself. Okay? So I'm going to love you and leave you on this Friday afternoon. Like I said, you can find me on Instagram, Sally Kalin. Come on over. Let me know you found me on here. And share this podcast. Please share it away. Like, share it to everyone that you feel can benefit. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. And take care of your hearts. And remember, do not be defined by your past in any way. You can be defined by a vision of the future. My mentor says this all the time, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Literally know what you want. Become everything yourself that you are seeking. Do the work, people. Do the work. There's no quick fix to anything in life. It's about making an intention that you want a healthy, loving relationship, and it starts with yourself, and you're gonna do it no matter what it is, no matter what it takes. You're committed, right? No more repeating cycles. Let's get on the train of healthy freaking love, people. Okay, I'm signing out. I'll be back in a few days. Bye, guys. Thank you.